panic zone and telling the truth every day, which just scares the hell out of the liberals. I'm Steve Greer. I am America's voice. This is the Steve Greer Show. Thank you for being here on a Thursday. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, here's a scary, scary fact. 19 states have more outstanding debt than they actually budget for the annual budget. More outstanding debt in student loans than they have in the annual budget, which is why using this leverage buying votes from young voters going forward forever. Number two, after convicting a former police officer of murder, now the Department of Justice is targeting the Minneapolis Police Department to examine its policing practices and determine if they should be run under a consent decree. And number one, the mob is now in charge of law enforcement in America. Every single officer involved shooting going forward will be framed solely on the race of the police officer and who got shot. If a white guy gets shot, no big deal. But if a black person gets shot, that will be the only narrative going forward. If the victim in any police shooting is black or Hispanic, expect riots to follow. That's the takeaway from Minneapolis, because you have so many on the left saying justice wasn't served. None of this should be about race. None of this should be about race. It should be about what is right and what is wrong. But I'm concerned that in many major metropolitan areas, those days are gone forever. In fact, a black teenager killed in Columbus trying to stab other girls around her triggered unrest because the officer that shot and killed her to protect the black teenagers around her was white. LeBron James had a photograph of the white officer looking bewildered afterwards. Do you think he had a good day because he killed a teenage girl? I don't think so. LeBron James, while licking the boots of the communist Chinese, had the gall to tweet out, "You're next. You're next." They just want the guy's head on a pike. He saved the lives of other teenage girls because this girl was wielding a knife trying to stab those around her. There was a 911 call that she was trying to stab those around her. And the video, the body cam video, shows exactly that. Every single police shooting going forward, the only thing that's going to matter to the media, to the mob, is the race of those people involved. Not right and wrong. Was the officer doing the right thing? In Columbus, it appears that he was. But again, let's wait for the investigation to complete itself. Let's wait for due process, my friends. For if we don't, the mob just wins. Yesterday on America's Voice Live, a program that I host in the middle of the day on Real America's Voice TV, I do that every day. I host with Tudor Dixon every day from 1 to 3. You should watch the program sometime. You might enjoy it. We had the privilege to interview Alan Dershowitz, Harvard professor emeritus, a guy who has weighed in with unpopular opinions about law and order for years and years. And I asked him, was justice served? I saved a portion of it to share with you this morning. I'd like you to hear that now. Here it is. We have legal scholar and Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz joining us. And Professor, it seems the reactions vary widely, but what is your take? Was this trial fair? And frankly, was justice served?
I am not confident that this trial was fair or that justice was served. What Chauvin did was beyond reprehensible. There's a special place in hell for him for the 9 minutes, especially the last 3 or 4 minutes. But that's not the issue that a jury should be facing. The president of the United States yesterday acknowledged that this jury was under extraordinary pressure. What did he mean? He meant that everybody knows that if it came to a verdict other than murder, there would have been violence on the streets. Every mayor in every big city, every police chief knew that. But we're expected to believe that the jury didn't know that, that the jury rendered judgment without any concern for their own safety, for their own community, for their own businesses, for their own schools. That's just not something we can be confident in. it's very, very likely that the threats by Congresswoman Waters, by Al Sharpton, by the lawyers for the Floyd family seeped into the courtroom. And as we lawyers like to say, when you throw a skunk in the courtroom in the jury box, you can get rid of the skunk, but you can't get rid of the smell. The aura of violence permeated this case from beginning to end. That's why the judge gave anonymous juries. He should not have allowed the jury to hear the information outside. He should have sequestered the jury. He should have done more than just tell them not to watch the news. Nobody watches the news anymore. That's not where people get their information. They get it from social media. They get it from their friends. So I can't be confident that justice was done. I believe that what Chauvin deserved to be convicted of something terrible. But that's not what justice is about. Justice is about whether he got a fair trial from nine objective jurors who weren't concerned about their own safety. I'm not convinced of that.
Alan Dershowitz appearing on America's Voice Live with myself and Tudor Dixon. Again, if you'd like to catch that program, I encourage you to do so. It's on Real America's Voice from 1 to 3 every day. You might like it. Tell your friends, gather around, have a midday siesta, and watch America's Voice Live. Hey, what else you got to do? The point being is, Alan Dershowitz echoing some of my concerns as well. And my concerns are quite simple. That going forward, the pressure of having the right outcome might influence unduly the verdicts delivered in big cases like this. Kim Potter, also in Minnesota, the officer who meant to tase a suspect who was out on bail after allegedly assaulting violently a woman, she meant to tase the suspect. She yelled taser several times and then shot him and then said, oh, I shot him. Yeah. She didn't commit a crime, so says Alan Dershowitz. She made a mistake. But because the victim was black and she's white, they want to hang her from the highest tree. Again, they want her head on a pike. This is not the way law enforcement is supposed to be. Again, it's not supposed to be about race. It's about what is right, what is wrong. Did you break the law? Should you be held to account? Or more likely, are police officers in the big cities in America, you're going to see something going on and say, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to get involved because if it gets to it and there's a lethal force situation, I could lose my job, lose my pension. I could go to prison for the rest of my life or lose my life because I hesitate in that single blink of an eye that matters most. An officer hesitates because in the back of their mind, they're worried about all of these different things. And they hesitate in that split second. And instead of going to prison, they go to the graveyard. Who needs that kind of pressure for 60 or 70 grand or less? Quick break on the Steve Griffin Show. I'll be right back.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
I have always been a I can do it kind of girl. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and even when I was little, they tell me my first words were me do. The first time I rode a bike, I just knew I was balancing it all by myself. But then I noticed that my father was running alongside with his hand on the back fender. I protested, Daddy, let me do it. Don't help me. Let me do it. Well, I got my way and went crashing into the sidewalk with my bike. But my independence ended when I was 17. That's when I broke my neck diving into the Chesapeake Bay, which resulted in quadriplegia. That was over 40 years ago. And if there's one thing I have had to learn as a quadriplegic, it's to ask for help and then to receive that help graciously. Hey, it's okay to ask for help. It's one way of encouraging others to get close and learn how to serve. If you need help, ask. From disabilitycampaign.org.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.